The Torah content from now through Pesach has been sponsored by the Kofsky family in loving memory of Adira, who loved big ideas and asking big questions.
Oh, actually, we're not starting here. Okay. All right. So we're doing the Halachos of Lashon Hara. So we are going to do the Rambam, but instead of starting in the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah, I want to start in the Sefer Mitzvos, because let's just do a quick methodology review. Rambam wrote the Sefer Mitzvos as the unofficial introduction to the Mishnah Torah. Unofficial, yeah. Well, okay, well, it depends on, okay, he starts off the Hakdama to the Sefer Mitzvah saying he wanted to write the Mishnah Torah, but then he knew, and he wanted to cover every mitzvah, but then he knew that people would question where he got the mitzvahs from because the Bahag messed up everyone's count.
Right.
So then he said, I'm going to need to list every mitzvah according to me, what counts as a mitzvah, and then list all my rules for them. And then this is where he says that, hold on, this is the important point, is what is he doing in the Sefer Mitzvahs? So he says, he's not going to give you all of the laws. Okay, that's for the Mishnah Torah. He says, I'm not giving you dinim. I'm just counting them. If I mention something about the mitzvah when I mention it, I'm just going to explain what the term means alone. So that you know what is the asay or the lav, and what this term applies to. Okay, so like the example of this is like if I said, you know, you have a mitzvah of kriyas shema. First of all, that just doesn't make sense if you translate it. Reading, listen. Right. So in the Sefer Mitzvos, he'll say Kriya Shema means reading these three parshios twice a day, morning and evening. You know, so it's just explaining like by way of, or if I say like, you know, Arba Minim, that doesn't tell you, if you didn't know anything about Arba Minim, you wouldn't know what it is. So in the Sefer Mitzvos, he'll say it means to take the Lulav, the Esrog, the Hadas, and the Aravos and pick them up, you know. So we have here in Vayikra 19:16, Lo Selech Rachel Be'amacha, do not go as a Rachel among your people. And that's already a difficult term. What's your, okay, they say tale bearer. You have a go-to translation for Rachel?
I don't know.
Okay.
I haven't known it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is kind of what we have to re-examine here. Let's say if they say what I say, gossip monger. They say slander, talebearer, informer. Okay, we're going to see that there's a lot of like subtle differences between these terms. Yeah. So Rashi says, I'm going to read this Rashi in English because it has some grammatical stuff. He says, I say that because all those who sow discord between people and all who speak slander go into their friends' houses in order to spy out what evil they can see there or what evil they can hear there so that they may tell it in the streets, they are called holchei rachil, which that's probably a typo. Hold on, gotta do my citizen's responsibility here. Oops, sorry. Yeah, no, this is my name, and this is my email. And this is right. Is this okay? I think so, right? Which is the same as holchei rachel, people who go about spying. And then he says, espimont. I don't know how to say it in French, in old French, but you see from the word spying, as a proof of my statement. Sorry. Yeah. I don't know what. Oh, a proof. Oh, it's OF, old French, period. A proof of my statement is the fact that we do not find anywhere the term ragil used in scripture except in connection with the expression to go. Examples are the phrase here, lo selech rachel. They are all walking as spies. They are brass and iron. But as for any other expressions for slander, the verb holech is not used with them. Examples are whoso privily slandereth his neighbor, false tongue, the tongue that speaketh proud things. Okay, here's what I wanted to get to. For this reason, I say that this expression holech rachel means going about umaragel and spying out, meaning rachel is ragil, because the chaf may interchange with the gimel, since all the letters in the pronunciation of which are the same, of the same place in the organs of speech may interchange with each other. For example, bays with pay, gimel with kaf or with kuf, nun with zayin, and lamed with tzadi. And we have in a similar sense, he spied against thy servant, which implies he spied me out subtly in order to speak evil about me to the Lord. Okay, well, this is a long Rashi. Similar is lo ragel al-lashono, which means he has not spied out in order to have evil on his tongue. Similarly, the rochel, okay, now rochel literally means a trader. That's why gossip monger means like a merchant. I always ask people when we do the monger thing, what other terms in English are you associate with monger? I have three examples.
Warmonger.
Warmonger. is a fishmonger. I don't know why that got the thing.
Oh,
and then a fearmonger.
No, okay,
yeah, right. I can't think of any other terms where the term mongers used, but these are all people who, like, I don't know, trade things. I'm not sure. Similarly, the rochel, the trader, is one who goes around and searches for or spies out all kinds of merchandise. And so also the seller of perfumes, which women use to make themselves nice, because he constantly goes about in the villages. He's called rochel, which has the same meaning as rogel. And its translation in the Targum, oh, this is a weird one, lo techul kurtzin, which means don't eat kurtzin, literally. And he'll explain what that means. He has the same meaning as they slander the Jews. As he slandered him, achel be kurtza be malka. It seems that people had the custom to eat a little snack in the house of him who listened to their slanderous words. And this served as the final confirmation that his slanderous statements were well-founded and that he would maintain the truth of them. This snack was called achilas kurtzin, the word kurtza being connected in meaning with the word carrots, which means like to hint or to wink with the eyes. For it is in the manner of all who go about slandering to wink with their eyes and to suggest their slanderous statements by innuendos in order that others who happen to hear them should not understand them. Whew, that was a long Rashi.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. So what do we get from the Rashi? We get that Rachel and Ragel are the same. So Ragel, to spy out or to bring reports, are like the same thing. And then there's this, he's explaining the Targum of eating kurtzin, which means like the snack. I asked a class of girls once, is there any like English phrase nowadays in slang that is equivalent to that? And they said like using the phrase like the tea, like spilling the tea, and something which is like implies like a certain, and so I don't know where that phrase comes from, but like, you know, spilling the beans, right? Yeah, so I don't know where these food things come from. Okay, but let's see what the so that's the just
I don't mean the same thing that I'm saying.
Yeah, I guess it's just a weird, it is a weird thing. I mean, I guess it is a convenient place to trade gossip, but okay. So now let's look at the Sefer HaMitzvos and then the Rambam's definition. Okay, so Sefer HaMitzvos, the Rambam says very little. He says, "Hazharshu harna al harachilus." This is the prohibition we have against gossip mongering. "Hu amru yisale lo silak rachil b'macha." Do not go as a gossip monger among your people. Amru, the Chazal say, I think this is in Sifrei, "Lo tehe rach devarim lezeh v'kasha lezeh." Do not be soft in words with this one and harsh with this one. That's weird, right? Like, that sounds like it is a certain type of like two-facedness or like inconsistency. I mean, that's very, I don't even know how this ties into the halachos. Okay, but that's one statement of Chazal. Davar acher, another interpretation, lo tehe kerochel, don't be like a merchant, matin devarim beholech, who takes statements or bears statements or claims statements and goes. Uvichlal lavze hazhara al hotza shemra. And included in this is the prohibition against slander. So that's all he says, and it's very vague, right? So being soft with this guy with words and hard with that guy, whatever that means, being a like a merchant who takes things and goes, takes statements and goes, and then included in that is slander. Okay, but now if you compare it to the Rambam and the Mishnah Torah, in comparison, it's clear, but it's still not super clear. He says, "Hamaraga b'chavera over below sase." So I translated this as one who informs on his fellow from, you know, spies. Because if you say one who spies on his friend, to me, that just means like you're like looking, you know, through binoculars or something. But like reports on your friend or informs on your friend. Actually, I'd say reports on his friend. Reports on his friend. I think that like implies like you're bringing back reports. Over below sase. Shnemar lo seich rachi b'macha. Even though you don't get malchus on this losase, it is a huge iniquity. Why don't you get malchus? For reporting. It's a lav shein b'maisa, right? It's a losase that doesn't involve an action because speech is not an action in halacha. So nevertheless, it is a big avon. It's a big iniquity, meaning it's a big imperfection. The gorim laharog nefashos rabos miyisrael. And it causes many Jewish souls to be killed. L'kach nismachlo, therefore it was juxtaposed to the statement, lo sa'amol da'adam re'acha. So in the pasuk, if you look at it, it's in the same pasuk. Lo se'elech rachil b'macha, don't go as a gossip monger among your people. Lo sa'amol da'adam re'acha, don't stand over the blood of your fellow, ani Hashem. And what is the lo sa'amol da'adam re'acha prohibiting? Like what's that iser?
I mean, you know,
what? It's related, but it's not murder.
It's like causing it.
But... yeah, how? So Rashi gives examples. Mm-hmm. This is a shorter Rashi. through. Where'd it go? Yeah. Liros b'misaso. So you're watching him die. V'ata yahul hasil, and you can save him. Kagon tovea b'nahar, like he's drowning in a river. V'chaya olistin b'nalab, where you see that he's being attacked by an animal or bandits. And obviously, like, this is a case where you know how to swim or you know how to, like, fight off bandits. Right? So it's passively letting someone die, right? Like, you know, not intervening. Okay, so going back to the Rambam. So he's saying that the two psukim are juxtaposed because Rechilus causes many Jewish souls to die. And then he says, say ulamad mat yur ledoeg ha'adomi, go and learn what happened to doeg ha'adomi. Okay, which we'll do that in a second. Okay, but the question here, and we'll see, okay, doeg ha'adomi, spoiler alert, in many people died, to bring in this information, many people died as a result of doeg's Rechilus. But the Rambam is implying that there is some sort of intrinsic connection between Rechilus and death, because he says the Pasuk associates it, and that was like long before Doeg did this thing. Okay, then he says the definition. Okay, and this is a very vague definition, at least in terms of vaguer than we might want. Ezehu Rachil, who is a Rachil? Zeshu Toin Devarim, this is someone who I translate as who loads up on claims, because Toin can mean to claim, like a taina, people say, but it can also mean to bear or to carry. So I don't know exactly how best to translate it here. I'm kind of like hedging my bets. Someone who loads up on statements or claims, the holich mizeleze, and he goes from this person to this person, Omer, and he says, kach v'kach amar ploni, kach v'kach shamati al ploni. So-and-so said such and such, or I heard such and such about so-and-so. Afa pishu hu omer emes, harze machrivis olam. Even though he's speaking truthfully, he destroys the world. Okay, so that's Rechilus. Okay, in fact, you know what? Let's do. Let's actually not do Doeg today. Let's do Lashon Hara and Motzi Shemra, just so we get all the categories. Let's go to Rambam here. Okay, so we know about Rechilus, that it involves taking statements and going from one person to another and saying, "I heard this about someone," or "so and so said this." Okay, then he says, "Yesh avon gadol mizeh." There is an iniquity that is much, much greater than this. And it's included in this lav. And this is evil speech. This is someone who speaks of the degradation of his fellow. Even though he says the truth. Okay, so you've got Rechilus, which is kach v'kach amar ploni, kach v'kach shamati alav, which implies... okay, well, what is the implication, though, of the difference between Lashon Hara and Rechilus, based on what we've read so far? Because both of them are true. That's what they have in common.
Mm-hmm.
Here, I'll put the both definitions up.
Right, they are both true. It sounded like Rechilus was Lavdavka true.
Lord, I love Kishufu Omer MS.
If I said that by Lashon Hara.
Mm-hmm. And Afal Pisha Omer MS.
Isn't that Lashon Hara, not Rechilus?
That's Lashon Hara, and the first one is Rechilus. Afa pishuhu omer emes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah?
Lashon Hara is Rechilus.
Ah, that's the difference. Okay, so Lashon Hara is specifically gnus, is specifically degradation. Okay, Rechilus is not, and this herein lies our problem, which is it makes it sound like if I say, I heard Akiva say he had a good Pesach. That's Rechilus, it sounds like it's too big of a category, you know? So, and if you'll say that somehow, like, I'm being degrading by saying it, then that's already Lashon Hara, you know?
Lashon Hara is purposely, you know, degrading, right?
Yeah.
Even if it's true.
Even if it's true, correct.
Rechilus, not like that, but you are purposely going from place to place, spreading.
Right. So that does seem to be part of the definition of Rechilus, is taking statements and going from this person to that person. But the question still is, like, what does that imply? You know? Okay. All right. So then let's finish out. There's two more categories. Avaha Omer Sheker, but if you speak falsely, Moti Shimra Acha Vero Nikra, you are called a slanderer of your fellow, or someone who, like, produces a bad name for your fellow. Okay. So that is the easiest one, which is false. In fact, you know what? I think I have a chart of this. Hold on. Lashon Hara. I mean, I know I have a chart. I think I can find it though. Wait, where did I last do this? Overview of Lashon Hara? No. What is Lashon Hara? Oh, you know what? They have a new thing. Hold on. They have an AI search engine now. Let's see if this is any better.
Are you going to the right side of this?
No, this doesn't even show. Oh, no. I don't want to search the web. This is even, okay. Hold on. I know where I can find this though, I think.
I'm not sure that tomorrow I can find it.
Yeah, hold on. Okay. Lashon Hara overview. That's the one I wanted. Okay, so I think this will help. Okay, so you have Rechilus, gossip, which is true. Subcategory, or not subcategory, it's a subcategory in the sense that it's included in the law, is Lashon Hara is negative speech, which is true, or degrading speech. And then Motzi Shemra is negative speech, which is false. And then we're going to see, not today, that there's something called Avak Lashon Hara, which means the dust of negative speech. Okay, so those are four categories. But then there is another category, which I'm going out of order here. The Rambam says in the same halacha, about Baal Lashon Hara, okay, but a master of Lashon Hara, a professional, okay, Zeh Sheyoshev, this is a guy who sits, okay, you have to be sitting, if you stand up, it's not Lashon Hara, no, that's not true. He sits, but he says, Kach v'kach asa ploni, so-and-so did such and such, v'kach v'kach hayu avosav, so-and-so's parents were such and such, v'kach v'kach shamati alav, I heard such and such about so-and-so, v'omer devarim shalganai, and he's saying degrading things. May Hashem cut off all smooth lips, a tongue that speaks haughty things. Okay, and if you're wondering what that means, then come to Tehillim Shir tonight, because we're doing this whole parak in Tehillim tonight. We matter, okay? This is the Lashon Hara parak. Okay, so just to review, and then we'll stop for today. We have four things we need to figure out, okay? Rechilus, which all he has is taking statements and going from this one to this one, saying such and such said Ploni, such and such I heard about him, and it's true, and it destroys the world, and it's what Doeg did. Okay, so we're going to have to look at Doeg for a hint about that. Second is Lashon Hara, which is true statements, which are Lignai, which are degrading. Motzi Shemra is false statements, which are degrading. And then Baal Lashon Hara is a guy who sits and says things like that. So-and-so did such and such, such and such were his parents, I heard such and such about him, and he says, Devarim Shalganai, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Someone who's more than one information.
Right, yeah. Okay, that's a good inference. Right.
Yeah.
That's actually a good way to say it, is putting together many statements into like a full narrative.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm kind of wondering what the Meraglim was.
Oh, correct.
All under. That means
you mean the Meraglim in the Torah?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Right. So it's always a difficult case because they point to the Meraglim in the Torah as an example of Lashon Hara, but they do it through a Kal V'Chomer. They say, like, if you speak Lashon Hara about, like, inanimate land, right. Kal V'Chomer about, like, you know, your fellow. That's a very strange thing to use. Right. Did we read that? Did the Rambam say that in yesterday's Tumas Tzaras, or did he just do the Kal V'Chomer from Miriam? I think so also, yeah. All right, fine. This search is not working. Okay, so tomorrow the agenda will be to look into the Doeg thing and define Rechilus. Try to arrive at a definition of Rechilus based on that and based on the Rambam statements. And another thing also, by the way, that you don't see here, presumably the thing the Rambam said of he speaks soft with this person and harsh with that person, I don't see where that's showing up in the halachos. You know, so that's just something like, did the Rambam just drop that? I mean, you know, yeah. Okay, lots of stuff to figure out. Okay.
Shkoyach.
All right, see ya.
If you've gained from what you've learned here today, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/Rabbi Schneeweiss. Alternatively, if you would like to make a direct contribution to the Rabbi Schneeweis Torah Content Fund, my Venmo is at Matt-Schneeweis, and my Zelle/Chase QuickPay and PayPal are mattschneeweis@gmail.com. Even a small contribution goes a long way to covering the cost of my podcast and will provide me with the financial freedom to produce even more Torah content for you. If you would like to sponsor an article, shiur, or podcast episode, or if you are interested in enlisting my services as a teacher or tutor, you can reach me at rabbischneeweis@gmail.com. Thank you to my listeners for listening. Thank you to my readers for reading, and thank you to my supporters for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.